Welcome to the podcast for the sisters and bros. It will make you laugh from your head to your toes. Talking about their lives, from the highs to the lows. And the name of the title goes, The Sloppy Joes.
Welcome everyone to the Sloppy Joes podcast. Another Tuesday, another sloppy mess. Make sure you leave us a little sub, a comment as well, saying how much you love us, because we love you back. And we're on the way to 10,000 subs, and Joe, it is a pleasure.
You too.
How are you?
All right, what's going on there?
What do you mean?
Why have you got plasters on all of your fingers?
Right.
Show the camera.
I've got little plasters on my fingers.
Cut them shaving.
One of them is to do with my new broccoli steaks phase. The other two are to do with, it sounds bad, but sometimes when I get...
You've been in the studio, you came in about an hour ago, and I've not noticed this yet. What is
this? I got plasters because, like, sometimes, right, this is bad, but sometimes when I get nervous or anxious, I sort of, like, pick at my fingers. And if I get really anxious, I pick so hard that I need plasters.
Yeah.
But
why have you been so anxious?
I don't know. Just life can get to you, can't it?
Kind of.
So here I am, just picky McGee. That's how are you doing anyway? Let's talk about me.
It's I'm all right. Almost away, aren't I?
This is it. This is going to be a couple of episodes of what we're calling Full Smith.
Yeah.
Because you might see bits and bobs of Half Smith.
Yeah.
But you will, I mean, Full Smith it for this episode.
Fully. I'm fully here for this one.
Your amazing trip.
Amazing grace.
What's the itinerary again for it?
Into Bangkok for 3 days, and then over to Vietnam for 2 weeks, then back over to Thailand for another 2 weeks.
Have you been on the...
Yeah,
you have,
from,
you?
From the weekend.
You sound raw.
Yeah, I do feel a bit rough.
I've not heard him go full chat yet. What's what happened on...
I'm trying.
You're trying?
It's from like, screaming at the Liverpool man. I just screamed.
You just screamed the whole thing.
Over 2 hours.
Let's get on to that in a minute. Back to Bangkok, yes. Vietnam.
Yeah. And then back to Bangkok. Back to Thailand for the second time.
Are you flying there?
No, we're just going to jog there. Yeah, just the usual sort of get our shoes on and jog there.
I just love asking people. Asking people when they're going on a long distance trip. Are you flying there? Just to see. Some people are like so confused. So but what about between Bangkok and Vietnam? Are you going to fly there, fly back? Yeah.
Yeah, so we're flying to the south of Vietnam from Bangkok to the south, then making our way up to the north, then flying back over to the north of Thailand, and making our way back down to the south.
Wow.
Sort of a reverse clockwise.
Are you buzzing?
Can't wait, yeah.
Are you excited? It's stressful because I think, like, you mean you're very similar when it comes to, like, organising stuff or getting little stuff done. It's kind of like, we'll forget about that.
Lizzie has had her clothes zipped up in little bags inside her suitcase for nearly 3 weeks.
Really?
How is she not wearing this stuff?
Have you got one of those little suckers?
No, we ain't got one of those suckers, but we've got the bag that's like, it's a normal bag, and then you do it in another secret zip up and it's hunkers down, sucks like all the air out.
When I say little suckers, I didn't mean Ethan James.
Oh, yes, I am here. Again.
Yeah, you well?
Well, really well. Just done a load of washing. I've done 4 loads because of the back rash. And I'm trying to clean everything because I think of the perfume on the fabric softener. Is what's causing it. And I'm on the antihistamines as well.
Fuck me.
I forgot about the back crash.
You've got that on it. There's so much to get out in this episode.
I had really forgotten about the back crash. Talk to me about the back crash. Where are we up to with it?
Being on the antihistamines, washed everything. I don't notice the difference.
You're just repeating what you just said. I meant in terms of what does the rash look like at current moment?
It's still the same. It won't go.
Have you been to the doctors about it?
Pharmacy.
And they just gave you the antihistamines?
Yes.
No, you didn't show them, did you?
Did you show them the rash?
You didn't show them it?
I did.
Did you?
What, you got your back out in the pharmacy?
They've got a consultation dome.
A dome?
What, like a dome?
Like the Simpsons movie?
Like, more of a cubicle.
Oh, lovely. You went into a toilet with someone, showed them, took your top off.
Yeah.
Then when you came out, did they go, sorry, that's a staff-only cubicle? And then you and that bloke, and he just sprinted off. Is that what happened?
It's not as disgusting as people might think. It's very faint. It's almost like a leopard's Prince.
Famously not faint.
Famously part of their skin.
Yeah, and also black on orange is hardly faint. Why have you picked one of the highest contrast patterns in nature? You know, it's very fit. You barely notice it. I don't know, like a leopard spots.
Yeah.
Obviously, you're going to notice a leopard spots, Ethan.
Never change.
Yeah, never change, never do. Point, Ethan, if you had to go away for a month somewhere, where would you pick?
Newcastle.
No. Oh, fucking hell. Right, we've all had a pretty big weekend, haven't we?
Yeah, you can tell from my voice.
And, you know, there's an air of celebration regarding what happened to Manchester United on Sunday.
Yeah.
Not to talk about football, but it was a pretty incredible day.
One of the great moments, wasn't it? Were you at the game?
Yeah, I wasn't at the game. As you can imagine, I was watching it quite, like, downbeat at times. Because obviously we go in, United concede, don't they, just before half-time. It's 2-1. I'm thinking, oh, whitewash is coming. So we're watching it at a place in Stockport called the Edgerton Arms.
Where's that? Oof. What?
It's some gaff in there. It's crazy.
Where is it?
Let's just tell you this. There's a guy at the bar who brings his own pint glass with a Manchester United logo on it. Right, so we're all in there.
Where is it?
It's just near the opposite the Weatherspoon in Stockport. It's opposite there. Oh, it was the cheapest round.
The one on the corner.
Yeah. Oh, it's the cheap. It was the only place showing the football.
They do food though, as well, don't they?
I don't know. I didn't try that.
They do.
It was the only place showing the football. So we went in there, and yeah, it was pretty incredible.
Why weren't you in town by that point?
Here's the thing that was odd, is that we had tickets to see a band DJ that we really like. They're a band from Dublin called Fontaines DC.
Yeah, you talked about them on the last show.
And they were only playing in Stockport. But we got told on the grapevine that they were only doing an early set.
Right.
They were doing till 8.
Okay.
So we were like, right, we can't go into town to watch it. We're going to have to watch it around Stockport Way. And anyway, then the carnage unfolded. It was...
So how was your St. Patrick's Day then? Because obviously this Liverpool United game happened to coincide with St. Patrick's
Day. Pleasure of
it. How was your black and white pudding?
Oh, can we put a little video in of it? It was...
Can I see the video?
Yeah, of course. So, I knew a man, didn't I? And he sorted me out. And then Lennon cooked.
Yeah, you got a pudding guy.
Did you not see the picture of me thingy on my Instagram?
No.
Have you not seen it? Look at this for a spread. That was Lennon's doing. It looks unbelievable, doesn't it? Can I tell you, I had...
Toast in foil, which I like.
I did the toast.
I'm going to guess somewhere in the region of 40 rashers of bacon.
That bacon, man, was crispy.
That is some of the thickest pucks of black and white pudding I've ever seen.
Yeah,
in my
I bought
life.
Too many, didn't I? I got enough for 20 people.
How many of you were there?
Six.
There is comfortably 25 sausages there.
Oh, and which I had six of. Honestly, I had six sausages.
And then only six halves of tomatoes, so just one each there.
Yeah, for the losers.
Unbelievable.
There was a vegetarian
spread
there, so they had eggs.
Egg and toast.
Egg and toast. So that was great. They went to a place called Bowling Green in Shoreham, which was brilliant, and a couple of drinks. The only thing is they had a band on, but it was like an old traditional band. So they sit in the corner. They have no speakers or anything like that, and they play. And they're playing brilliantly, but it was so busy. To be able to hear them, you had to get uncomfortably close. Right. You know,
it's
and I'm sort of like pissed as far leaning over and going, brilliant, brilliant. Love the fiddle.
Death.
From then, we had, which was lucky because the actual game was on normal TV for us here in the UK.
Uh-huh.
So that pub had the first half. As soon as the first half was done,
you left.
Over to Stockport. Edgerton Arms, chaos there. Fontaines DC, brilliant.
Were they good?
The bar was good.
What?
The Fontaines DC were a bit shit.
Were they?
They were phoning it in.
What do you mean they were phoning it in?
Well, they didn't play good music. So they played Too Cool for School music.
So I'm going to ask you a few songs that I know you love on a DJ set, and you're going to tell me yes or no whether they're
Can playing. I just say no.
Okay, so first of all, these are your favourite tunes to play, of course, and these are the best songs, so why wouldn't they be? Did they play YMCA?
No, though. No, they didn't.
Did they play Summer of 69?
No.
Did they play Sweet Caroline?
No.
Did they play, I mean, anything from Dookie by Green Day?
No.
So what was the point of them even being
I don't
there?
Know. The last 20 minutes of the set, they did The Cure, Friday I'm in Love, and then three Irish tunes, which was the best. Like, everyone was dancing, everyone was loving it. And I looked at the guy and I went, you had an opportunity here, and you took being cool over actually giving everyone a pretty good night.
Did you say
they
that
are good
to
live.
Him?
No, I just sort of went. Amp, by the way, and I'm saying this, the place is called Amp in Stockport, right?
Where's that?
That is just near the town hall. Let me tell you this. I'm being serious here. We got there, and there's a food outlet that's called Proper Scran.
Right.
And I thought, that's a crazy name.
Yeah.
It's calling yourself
much,
Proper Scran.
It's the sort of thing that someone who came to uni from Manchester, from Loughborough.
Yeah.
Who all of a sudden has started saying the word Scran, even though they've not said it until they were 23 years old. Now he's got a van called Proper Scran.
For Joe, and I was pissed, but I wasn't that pissed at this one point. Right. Lennon got just a double cheeseburger, and it was phenomenal.
Was it? Was
like,
it Proper
it
Scran?
It was phenomenal.
Was it Scrantastic?
It was one of the best burgers I've ever had.
Really?
Lennon. Oh, no. I called you Lennon then. I'm still pissed. Ethan, it was phenomenal. Grilled onions and normal onions. With a combo. Hey, anyway, we should try it once. Great night. Yeah. Then headed to Levin's Room for a couple.
Debbie Dozy, whatever it's called.
Yeah, Levin's Room for a couple. It was too busy in Levin's Room, so then we went into town, stayed around town.
Where did you go into
Wayfarer. Juniors. Juniors was okay, but the room was where the Bunnies had an Irish band on until 1 a.m. Ended up at Bonnie Jackson's till 1. Left at 3.
And then where'd you go?
15 hours of drinking is enough for me, Joe, so we called it a night.
15 hours. Do you remember the last few hours? What was that?
I don't have a clue what
happened.
Where'd
you have to do this?
What?
After party.
There was an afters, but it was all right. It was all right. I remember the last few hours in just looking through my camera roll. It was good. I must have had a lot of Guinness. And Bunny's doing all right Guinness, and they've actually, they used to be like their own, like hipsters, and used to give it to you in their own glasses, but now they've actually got decent Guinness glasses.
Oh, that's good. What was your St. Patrick's Day like?
I still feel fucked now. My brain doesn't work properly.
Well, you've accidentally shaved your fingertips on three different fingers, so there's clearly
maybe the anxiety has come from fear of booze.
Well, I went to Liverpool.
Ooh. And congratulations.
It all began by me missing the train.
God's sake.
How did you miss the train?
I went to the pharmacy to get an emergency phosphor pink inhaler. And when I was driving there, a car in front of me got ambushed by the police.
What?
So,
what is this? The Wild West? What do you mean? Ambushed by the police.
What's going on? So you're driving along, you know, you go, I've got to get my pink inhaler. Have you already had your back done? Like, is this a separate trip?
Oh, sorry.
To the pharmacy?
So what happened? It's a separate trip because.
Hell, I love it in there.
I ordered my pink inhaler at the pharmacy and I couldn't make it on Friday and they were closed for the weekend. So I ordered an emergency one to the Tesco one. So I thought I'd go pick it up before the big trip. And then, as I was driving along, this car in front of me got ambushed by three police cars and the road was closed for 15 minutes.
So what, give us a bit more detail, what actually happened then?
Oh, well, I missed the train.
No, during the ambush.
Ethan, you skip over really big bits.
You're talking about a story here. Someone being ambushed by the police in front of you doesn't happen every day.
No. Yeah.
Tell us how it happened.
Oh, they just pulled up at the junction next to where the tram goes along and then all the cars stopped.
Yeah.
And then went to the car and talked to the man. And then they talked for a wee bit. And then they let him go on his way.
What? All that fucking...
Three
like
cars pulled him over and
nothing.
They didn't even arrest him.
Oh, yes. But it meant I missed the train.
Yeah.
But what happened was instead, I decided to have a nice... English breakfast at the Tesco cafe whilst I was there waiting for £5.
I'm confused here. How did you know you've missed the train? But yet then you've realised you've got enough time to have a full English at a Tesco.
Well, the next train was in an hour and the ambush held me up, and then the guy in the pharmacy wasn't very happy with me for ordering this emergency pink inhaler. So
why not? Isn't that his job?
He was being arsey with us because I ordered it the day before and said it was an emergency and then didn't turn up.
If you're late for an emergency,
did you hear that?
It can't be much of an emergency.
So what's that? Repeat that.
You made him seem like the knobhead there, Ethan. But
You should have picked it up the day before, but then you just didn't. You were
no-show. I was too busy out with Alan watching the Newcastle match.
So this emergency inhaler that's an emergency, you prioritised getting pissed with Alan.
I got in a big panic ahead of St. Paddy's, just thinking, what if I need that puffer?
So how was things with Alan?
Oh, he's well.
Is he well? What's that look, Ethan? What's going on?
So this is we're going back in time. So Saturday, obviously, again, another football story. Man City against Newcastle. You had tickets.
Oh, yes.
And...
Is this with where you went with Alan?
And this is where you went with Alan.
Oh, yeah. So what happened was Alan sorted me a ticket. That was really lovely. And I met him before at the Piccadilly Tavern. And he was there with his two mates, Derek and Phil.
Do you purposely go to the fucking shittest bars in the UK?
No. I think that...
The Piccadilly Tavern is awful.
I think that is for away fans, though, isn't it?
Like away fans only. It's not illegal to go in a better pub around the corner. Like, just as a bit of a heads up, it's not a million miles away from where this studio is. So you know this area, and yet you've gone in literally one of the shittest pubs in Manchester there.
Oh, yeah.
How's that happened?
Well, anyway, Derek and Phil were there.
Fuck off. Don't answer that. Yeah, whatever. Fine.
And
who's Derek?
Alan's away to me. It's supposed in the 60s. And they're lovely chaps, lovely good Geordie men.
Alan, who's 24,
yeah,
and then two mid 60-year-old blokes.
Yeah, but you wouldn't. Yeah.
But you won't what?
But you won't know he was in his mid-20s. His liver's in his mid-60s.
So I was talking to Derek and Phil, and they were saying, well, I said, what's it been like coming down? And went, well, on the Friday, they all went to the Working Men's Club till 11 o'clock, and they had about 7-8 beers there. And they all went home, apart from Alan, who went to another Working Men's Club, went back at 5 in the morning, had a 2.5-hour turnaround, back on the train, back on the beers, go down to Manchester. I was on the Guinness with me in the Piccadilly Tavern. So I think it's about just a couple of hours turnaround. It's impressive stuff from Alan.
He's doing some Premier League numbers, isn't he, boozing-wise?
Oh, God, yeah, it's really good stuff. And then,
does he worry at all?
A little bit. But we were talking about.
Sorry,
Derek was telling me. He said, "Do you do a podcast?" I go, "Oh yes, it's a bit of food, bit of nonsense," is what I said. And he said, "Oh well, I wouldn't be very good doing food, for I've only ever had 12 meals in my entire life."
No.
Isn't that interesting?
Have you got the 12? Can we guess?
I don't have all 12, but I can tell
you... So you're saying he's had them on repeat, though, hasn't he? He's not just like...
Oh, yeah.
Not like a lion where he just has an antelope for the rainy season and then he gets another one 6 months later.
But his favourite food...
Oh, can we guess?
Right, here we go.
All right, go on.
Obviously, a Sunday roast.
A roast is up there, yeah.
Nice, fish and chips.
Yeah.
No.
Fuck off!
He's not even had fish and chips!
He didn't list it.
He must have had stew.
Close, not far off.
Hot pot.
Pie.
Yeah, pie. Yeah, two, I think two or three of them are pies of the 12.
Pies wasn't one.
Pies was three.
Three different flavours.
Flavours of pies. Right,
okay, so some sort of stew or hot pot or sort of whatever, casserole or something like that.
So the star of the show is mince and dumplings. And he says, he always has, and he said to me, he said, I can't understand this foreign food. And I went, what do you mean? He said, curries and anything hot. I just don't understand how our palate can adapt to that. I don't get it. He said, I once went to an away day, he told me, where I went to the front and asked for these two pies and they ran out. So I asked for they said the last thing they got was a peppered steak bake. So he went, all right, fine. And he said at the bottom of the steps, he took a bite of this peppered steak bake.
Peppered steak bake.
And his son saw him and he thought he was having a heart attack. So he ran down with a bottle of water and give him this to wash his down.
Like, the peppered steak bake.
Yeah, too spicy for him.
Too spicy for him. He said he's never had a pizza, he's never had a pasta in his life, never tried it. Like, these are the only things he's had.
People like this are absolutely wild. You know,
these are the people that Alan hangs about with every day.
This
a
is
bloke
crazy.
Who a peppered steak bake.
He's
was too
never
spicy
had
for
a
him.
Pizza.
He's never had a pizza or
so
pasta.
So what else was on the list that we missed?
Bolognese.
Bolognese.
That's not even foreign, is it? Really, it's English.
He said one of the things he just wishes he could do, which should be more normalised. He said he could just have a mound of mash. That's what he said.
This guy's scary.
He's honestly, he was one of the loveliest blokes I've ever got a chat with. He was so funny.
He just wants a plate of mash.
He wants a bathtub full of mash that he can just get through over the week, doesn't he?
Honestly, and on the way back, we lost two and we're walking in the rain, and he goes, "You know what I could do with that night?" He goes, "Just a load of mints and dumplings and trim it right up."
This is fucking crazy.
If you spoke to this guy, the only things he actually likes by the sound of it are Newcastle United,
yeah,
booze, and mince and dumplings.
That's crazy.
That's his three things, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's unbelievable, that. Right. 12 meals.
A madness.
Never had pizza.
Right, so that was the Saturday. Then Sunday.
Oh, yeah, we're back to St. Paddy's Day. So I missed the train, got on the next one. It was rammed, so I decided to purchase myself.
I got on the train
and it be rammed. What did you do? I decided, with your spectacles, Mr. Monopoly Man?
I decided to perch myself down on a first class seat.
Wow.
And no one was telling me off because it was so rammed.
Yeah, we get it. It was rammed.
What is going on with your glasses? I don't know what's going on. What is happening?
Did you see that? They went wonky in room. He's like a fucking ghost. The ghost of Eric Morecambe just made his glasses all up in his face out of nowhere. Yeah, what happened then?
I'm not too sure.
A bit of slapstick there.
That's quality.
A bit of old humour there.
Oh, well, I love it.
Well, yeah, I must say, I got off at the streets of Lime Street. And I saw. Sorry, the steps.
Take me by the hand and I'll lead you through the streets of Lime Street. It's actually just the one street, but I'll definitely take you there.
I meant the steps of Lime Street. And I looked out and all I could see is. It was just the steps of Lime Street.
Go on. Oh dear, this is ridiculous.
The sun was beaming down on the Liverpool. I just thought, it's always sunny in St. Paddy's Day, and what a lovely, lovely day. And then, as I swept through the streets
of Lime Street,
I just saw so many Irish flags, and never before that many people out on a St. Paddy's. It was rammed, and I just thought, this is it for me. So I then made my way to McCooley's.
Hoary,
still pissed. Right, so you had McCooley's. What were the highlights of your day?
Well, you could hardly move in the concert square, so I then got inside McCooley's, got a couple of Guinnesses to get me going. And as we're watching the Manchester United Liverpool match in the FA Cup, my friend Joe was having a little chin wag with us, and funnily enough, we're back at the glasses. He flicked me glasses, and they went flying. You see,
bloody hell!
How did that happen?
He said, "Oh, what's happened there? Like, I don't know what's happened there." I was like, "You know what you've done?
How is it on purpose?
You can't accidentally flick someone's glasses off."
Who is this guy?
Oh, it's part of his humour. I reported him to Wob. I said, "Wob,
who's Wob?"
Wob's a friend of mine.
Oh right, but not sort of the boss or.
Ethan and Wob are in a sexual relationship, aren't they?
Oh, of course, yeah, yeah. So the Wob job, as you call it.
Oh yes.
Give me a Wob job.
And I said to Wob, "This happened." So Wob then thought it was funny. So then giving me head a bit of a back of the head, a bit of a hit, and my glasses went pinging. And honestly, I couldn't find them.
What, they flew off your head?
They were lost amongst...
Especially in a busy bar like McCooley's.
They were lost. And then eventually, I did find them.
Good, yeah, great. I can see them on now. Yeah, so yeah.
And then anyway, a goal goes in for Manchester United. And Wob's grabbing me arm. Trisha's grabbing me arm.
Wait, hold on. Could they celebrate United goals in Liverpool?
Oh, yeah, it was a 50-50 split, really. Or maybe a lot of Evertonians, maybe, probably.
Oh, yeah, okay, probably. Yeah.
And then pulling my arms in celebration, said one tug on the right shoulder, slipped on me brogues, went flying backwards, pipe fell all the way down onto me lap, soaked me jeans, and I was grumpy, and they went quiet. They realised they were silly
them
there.
Upset them again, yeah.
So they bought me a pint.
That's nice.
And then for the rest of the time at McCooley's, every time I was chatting to someone, Joe would sneakily put a little bit of Guinness down the back of my shirt.
Now, this sounds...
And I'd look around.
Who's this Joe guy? We met him.
Sorry.
You've met him, I think.
Have we?
They're just fucking...
funny weird.
They're just bullying you here, aren't they?
He's not ginger, is he? Not that guy.
They're pulling you by... picking you up and pulling you by the arms. They're knocking your glasses off your head twice. They're pouring Guinness down the back of your shirt. What is this?
You see, if it wasn't Joe, I would be more annoyed. But this is very Joe's sense of humour.
Did you do it to anyone else?
I've been out in public when Joe's been tripping someone, taking people's shoes off with his foot and going, "Oh, sorry, fella. Oh, I didn't mean that one."
What, to people you know what I mean? Now?
Yeah, it's just... Yeah.
Does he get smacked a lot, Joe?
No, he's got a bit of a charm about him, a bit of a silliness about him.
He challenged
Did you have a good night, though, in the end?
Oh, ended up in Pop World.
Oh, classic.
Fairy Tale of New York was playing.
Fucking hell, man.
Yeah, that's all right. We didn't Irish tune, innit? The Pope. Yeah,
but it's about Christmas, innit?
Yeah, but fuck it. It is what it is. Is it?
Yeah.
Don't really say Christmas too much, do they?
When you first took my hand on that cold Christmas Eve, you promised me Broadway was waiting for
you. Yeah, well, it could be any day, really, and it doesn't change the song, does it?
But that's like saying...
Pancake Day.
What? What about it?
You first took my hand on Pancake Day Eve. You promised me.
Yeah, but if you changed every lyric of every song, then yes, they would mean something different.
No, good point. I'm saying they could be singing about any day.
Yes, I know, but they've chosen to sing about Christmas, making it a Christmas song. You could have sang about any religious figure, but you wrote about Jesus. That's why it's the fucking Bible.
Yeah, but I'm saying I wouldn't be too stunned if I heard it. Although, because Slade, when he goes, "It's Christmas," you go, "Well, it's Christmas."
Yeah.
But I'm hearing a song more about a romance than, you know, do you know what I mean? It's like his Die Hard of Christmas film.
It happens around
Christmas, but, you know.
Yeah, they only mention Christmas Eve sort of a handful of times throughout the whole song. It's barely a Christmas
song. And also
song.
The lyrics, the bells are ringing out for Christmas
Day.
Yeah,
every chorus. The bells are ringing out for Christmas Day.
And then what happens?
But you know, the thing is, if you change any day for a Christmas Day, then it becomes a Christmas, you know, like Joe said, just because it's got the word Christmas in sort of 20 or 30 times doesn't make it a Christmas song, Ethan.
Oh, no, that's true. Then I got the train back.
What was that last train home like? Was it busy?
Oh, rammed. I just needed a wee all the way there.
Did you use the toilet on the train?
Didn't think about that one, but just...
What's this weird method of torture where you don't even consider the fact that there's a public loo?
Imagine what it looks like as well. His T-shirt's all stretched and pulled from where his mates were using him like a little marionette puppet. He's got a big fucking shit brown stain down the back of his T-shirt from all the Guinness. He's got Guinness all over his lap, so he looks like he's crapped his pants. Yeah. And now he's stood there with his legs crossed, not doing a piss, absolutely bladdered.
Do you know what he's big into?
With his glasses
moment.
All wonky because he put them on wrong.
He's big into lamb chops at the minute, Ethan.
What?
Isn't it? Aren't you? You're big into lamb chops.
Well, it's funny you say that, sure.
It's not funny. He's obviously set you up, hasn't he? For fuck's sake.
When I got back, when we landed.
Landed? Yep.
Delivered to the station. Tom and
Jerry.
Wob said that they wanted to go to Istanbul's, a famous takeaway of the gay village. Cool. And
sounds like the one they'd have in Liverpool, doesn't it?
Yeah.
2005.
Istanbul's famous takeaway of the gay village.
Yes. And
have you ever heard of it?
Because I used to live around that way, but I don't think it is. It's called Istanbul's famous.
Oh no, sorry, I was just saying it's famous.
I'm saying it's not very nice, but. Why would they? Everybody want to eat. They want to go there. Why?
Memories.
Because it was a day that they did, clearly from the start of the weekend they decided we're going to go to all of the shittest possible places in a row that we can.
And finish off at right. Okay,
Starting at Piccadilly Tavern, ending at Istanbul's world famous takeaway of the gay village.
And then I said I'm not going there. I'm done now. I went home and ordered myself some 1 a.m. lamb chops.
Can you believe that? What the risk of a... Don't forget, St. Patrick's Day is on a Sunday, so this place is open at 1 a.m. on a Sunday night, and you go for lamb chops.
Yeah, they've been sat marinating for upwards of 12 days.
Could be the best lamb chops, though, you know. I mean, yeah. What else did you have with it, you know?
Couldn't believe how much rice I got.
Another food that will kill you if it's been left out.
Was it not so dry? No,
the rice box was, like, the size of my head.
Fuck me.
And there was just four wee chops in the middle.
Were they good?
Just rice everywhere. No, they're all right, I think. Just a lot of bone.
A lot of bone. I've got a few questions for you, Joe.
Yeah.
First question. How long would you leave... If you ordered a pizza, how long would you leave it out on the side and then still go back and eat it?
Really?
What's the... How many hours are you leaving
so, that? Are we just talking...
A few different foods to
repost. I'd probably just always eat it.
Wait.
Until it's looking like I shouldn't.
So do you mean you would never leave it on the side because the food has been eaten? You're saying there is no expiry date on this pizza?
If I've ordered a pizza, and I just probably leave it on the side. And say I ordered it at 1 p.m. I don't really order pizza at 1 p.m. But say I do, I'd still pick at that all the way till...
Till bedtime.
Till bedtime.
So let's say you order it at 3 a.m. after night, oh God, you've left it. You come down in the morning.
If it's still on the side, of course I'm having a slice.
And what about 6 p.m. the next night still? It still looks okay. It's just got
by the time I get up and I see that, I probably think, right, I'll have a couple of slices now, but I should put the rest in the fridge.
For the fridge!
What do you want from me?
I thought you were going to say the bin.
No!
Just in the fridge. I'm not bin
it.
Get it
in the fucking thingy. Yeah.
Spent money on it. Right, next up. How long are you leaving a sandwich out for? You've made yourself a lovely, let's say a sort of ham and salami sandwich, ham bit salami. Of mayo, mustard. You've eaten half. Oh, one time, I'm just going to rip out. How long are you leaving that?
So we're always eating out like 1 p.m. for this.
We start at 1 p.m. It's a lunch meal.
I'm probably eating it till tea, so like 5 or 6, and then it's gone, isn't it?
It's gone. Finally, now you've got to remember the fact that the ingredients in this are kind of preserving it and curing it a little bit.
Yeah.
Ignore the rice. You've got a bit of naan bread left.
Oof. Oh yeah, he's talking
garlic
about,
naan. Yeah, and a little chicken tikka masala. In the foil with the lid on, with a little tupperware.
That's exactly the same frame of pizza, mine for pizza. That's, in fact, I'd eat that. I'd keep that on the side just to nibble at all week. Little chunk a day. Great.
Really? Yeah, with great. Chicken in it?
Yeah, well, chicken's in it, do you know
what
I mean?
Well, you can't get tremendous food poisoning from chicken?
I thought you can only get tremendous food poisoning off chicken before it's like, you know. I thought once it's dead, it's dead. Like, once it's cooked, to a right temperature, then you're fine. No one gets salmonella off a well-done chicken, do they?
Yeah, but you've...
Sussed him. I've never even said we've got bloody hell. I was up all night. Yeah, I think I cooked this chicken too well. They don't, do they? Don't.
You're so right. You're so right. No one's ever gone, fucking hell. Tell you what, I should have overcooked that chicken a bit more last night. No, it doesn't happen, does it?
Why? What, have you got some science to
stump me? No, I was just wondering.
Me.
I just wanted your opinion on it.
I heard that pizza can be bad, you know.
What's bad in it, though?
No, not just, like, unhealthy. I mean, if you leave it. I heard someone at Pizza Hut have got very strict rules about the buffet. Not just having
what,
like,
in your bard? Your picture, picture's in the head office at Pizza Hut, isn't it?
Turn around.
He's banned. He knows
why. Never a moustache on.
A little moustache of tomato puree.
Yeah.
Drawn on yourself with it.
Yeah, like four lines ago. Who's Mr. McGrath?
Yeah, exactly. Put his voice on.
But no, because bacteria and that. It's bad. It's bad.
Oh yeah, is
it's
it?
Bad.
Yeah, that's why I'm asking you this question.
Yeah,
you just don't see it, do you?
Nah,
don't
fuck
care.
It. Roll the dice.
Roll the dice.
Why not?
Beautiful, absolutely beautiful.
How was your Patrick's Day anyway? You not told us.
It was brilliant. Too many drinks, me and my dad.
That's
all
good,
day. It's so emotional as well.
Yeah.
Going to the game with my dad is like one of the most sort of through lines of our whole relationship. Do you know what I mean? Like went to the first game that. 1998, I was 4 or 5 or whatever, and then we've been going, not every week obviously, but sort of, you know, half a dozen times a year or more for the last 25 years. So like when like This Is The One plays at the start and stuff, we like stood there welling up next to each other because it just means so much, and we're just hugging the whole time. We've already had loads of drink and we just stood there fucking, the sun's hitting us in the head and da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
I'm so glad you're here. I love it.
And it was just incredible. The game was fucking amazing, obviously. And then afterwards, you just, the difference between winning and losing.
Oh, it's crazy.
Like, I still feel happy now, days later, because of that win. Like, it changes, especially with it being an international break now, the trajectory of where you would have been to where you are with the win is unbelievable.
I'm thinking obviously that the draw even fell our way as well.
Coventry. So you've essentially
let's say now,
an 80% chance of being in the FA Cup final. Yeah. Something, you know, I think if United played each other 10 times, United and Coventry, United been 8 of those 10.
Fucking hell.
Like, we've got somewhere in that region of being in the FA Cup final. When this season, 2 weeks ago, when we were losing to Fulham and then City, felt like it might be over. Yeah. And then, all that emotion's in the air. What do we do for dinner?
Did you go out or did you go in home or something? Did you stay over?
No, we went and got something.
Did you sit in?
I don't remember what we had.
Indian? He's always an Indian.
He's not an Indian with me.
Did you get in? Right, so let's take the train.
So you leave Old Trafford.
It's about 6 o'clock-ish.
We went to the Matchstick Man and we played. This is what we were doing. We were drinking Baby Guinness and I was reading him some of the winners of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, reading him all their questions. And I was reading the question for £500 and he's got his little fish and chips there.
Oh, nice.
What, you know, and they're doing them all, making him say final answer every time and stuff. Got to the £1 million question, took the money.
Did he?
Took the money. And you know what? Respect him. He still had 2 lifelines left.
Wait, who's the audience?
Well, no, because
you.
He said, "I'm the audience. I'm asked the presenter, and I'm phone a friend."
Yeah.
And I'm 50-50, but he only had 50-50 and asked the presenter, and I told him, "Don't come to me for this." And also, he said 50-50. I've got no idea. Even if it's narrowed down to 2, it's not going to help me. So fair play to me. Won £500,000.
That's crazy.
Unbelievable, isn't it?
I love it.
What a night. Yeah, just a brilliant night. They're back to Stockport. Few there. Watch the highlights in his hotel lobby.
Oh, so he was staying over?
He stayed over in the end, yeah. Because the trains were shocking between like Worksop and Manchester.
Yeah.
So he stayed over, watched it in the hotel lobby. Highlights and then stumbled home. Fucking brilliant.
Great day.
What a day. One of the great days, yes, wasn't it?
It's time for this.
Harry Potter's pretty good.
Harry Potter.
Oh, Pocahontas is a lovely film.
Harry Potter.
You won't believe it. It's time for my film review.
Eva James, as ever, one of the most successful new features we have brought onto the show.
Yeah.
It is Ethan's film review.
Oh, yes. Hello, everyone. It's that segment again, which I bloody hate.
What? No. Start again, Ethan. No negativity.
Start from the beginning.
All right. Hello, everyone.
Yep.
This is the film review.
Very good.
Because I've watched loads of films and I'm really insightful and it's a really good bit of content. So this week, you'll be delighted to hear I've been having a really nice weekend. I've been out and about with friends. I've been having a few beers.
You've told us all this.
I've been watching the football. And I'd much rather do those things than watch any films. But what I can say is that I am on the last episode of It's a Sin.
Right, you've been I've got ten minutes left. You've been watching It's a Sin for the second time, let's not forget. So you already know it for about a month now.
Oh, yeah. Hold on, what did you just say?
I've got 10 minutes left of the last episode.
Who stops a TV show with 10 minutes to go? What are you talking
about? And also,
you can't even watch TV properly.
Also, have you seen It's a Sin?
Yeah.
One of the most emotionally impactful pieces of art I've ever seen in my entire life. And somehow, 10 minutes to go, he's gone, right, I'll save that for 2 weeks' time.
What happened? Why have you got 10 minutes left?
Well, Richie's about to die, so we're just going to wait for the death for later tonight, I think.
We? Are you watching this?
Me and Manisha watch it together on the computer.
What? You don't live together?
No, How do you do that?
You Google Meet up and you stream and you can see each other's faces in the corner.
Does it ever get, you know, sexy?
Over It's a Sin?
No, probably not. Probably not over It's a Sin.
Some of the early episodes.
Yeah.
That's true, some of the earlier episodes.
Yeah, probably doesn't, it gets least sexy later on, but would you, does it ever, you know?
Yeah, let's say you're watching Troy or something and you can see the sort of the bulging midriff of a young Brad Pitt.
Oh, yes.
Do you know what I mean? Does, and that long hair on his ample shoulders.
Oh, yeah.
See, Manisha's got a, She's sweating cobs, isn't she? You see her. She just goes, just dabs her brow a little bit. Nothing too much, but you, Ethan, he knows, don't you? You know what, you know it's on at that point.
I don't know if that's my my thing.
What's your thing?
Just like, you know. Like, just you know, enjoyed myself to some people on webcam. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do know what you mean.
Right.
So, what is your film review today? The last 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Of it
so this time we said last week you need to get a proper film, something that you've seen in the past.
Yeah.
Talk us through it, like you did with Forrest Gump.
Yeah.
You can't just, you know. So this week. I mean, you've said this thing about it's a symbol, that doesn't count.
Yeah.
Take it away with your proper film, Ethan James.
Well, to me, and I know you lads were like that, like this, I thought the ending of that FA Cup tie between Manchester and Liverpool was something from a film.
He's trying to hit us.
It was an ending that it cannot be scripted, you can say.
It was befitting of any film, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
It's over, isn't it, this feature?
You're taking the piss. You're taking the piss just one too many times today.
I'm too busy.
You're not too busy.
I am.
You're not.
You're generally not.
I am.
You're not.
Harry Potter's pretty good. Harry Potter! Oh, Pocahontas is a lovely film. Harry Potter! You won't believe it. It's time for my film review.
You're sacked. You better have something for next week.
You better have something, otherwise, what's his fine for next week if he doesn't have it?
Shit himself alive on
it. It was a bit of a.
Obviously.
It was a bit of a shite graphic to pay for, that Ethan's film review, was it?
It's part of the bundle.
Make a jingle for it as well. It's really going to last like another episode.
Great.
We could have done something else.
What would you like to review instead? Because we were trying to think of a feature that you could sort of lead and run with, and we thought you did a film review at the live show, and it was really funny, it was really good. We thought you could do that, and you agreed, and you thought it was a good idea.
Yeah.
Then what?
What could you review instead then? Would you review like a song maybe?
He's too busy to listen to a song.
Busy.
The guy's got 10 minutes left of an episode of It's a Sin. He ain't listening to a song for us.
I listen to music once every 2 weeks, usually when I'm like cleaning the bathroom. 90 minutes the other day I did cleaning the bathroom.
Okay, now. Let's do your fucking SIF review.
What's up with the
Dettol
bathroom?
Review.
For 90 minutes.
Listen.
She's shitting blood again. Should we get onto the 9 out of 10 club?
Oh, that's definitely 9 out of 10. Definitely.
Oh, that is sensational!
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 out of 10.
This week it's Ethan James's turn. I think last week I brought in... What did I bring in last week?
We had Irish curry.
Oh, Irish
it was
curry.
Delicious, by
it was
the way.
You brought that in. And this week it is Ethan James's turn. So, Ethan, what have you got, mate?
Oh, yes. Well, it's been a bit of a while, hasn't it? Since I've brought something in.
What do you think your last one was?
Oh, it was that. Do you remember my stepbrother got that like sauce and that?
Oh, yeah, that chili oil that you've never tried before.
Yes. Maybe we should let someone else try that sauce. You know.
Yeah, we should actually. That'd be good.
A special guest.
It was delicious.
So you back that up. I don't think it got in, did it? So you've got to bring something big this week. Your reputation is in tatters.
Well, one thing that I worry about, Drew, is that sometimes we just go to these niche restaurants and you get
like Chippies or Mexican places.
Yeah, or like, oh, these lamb chops from the end. The average viewer is going, what the hell are you on about?
What the fuck is a lamb?
Exactly. And this time...
We don't have those here! We've had chips and curry sauce last week.
No one... What's a potato? We can't get hold of that!
And this time, I've brought something that I think is 9 out of 10 that the average viewer can afford and get.
Perfect. That's what the club's all about.
And what I've done, Joe, so I know you lot have got in guests and that.
Yeah,
well, I've
Joe
actually done a bit
every week.
I've done a bit of producer work, and I've reached out, and I've not gone somewhere local. I've reached out to someone.
You what?
Right. Who has a few things to say as well. Oh, it's a bit of journalist work.
Oh, don't get us in trouble.
About the company Heinz. He used to work there. And that the reason I mentioned Heinz
what?
Is because I'm bringing in the sausage and beans.
Fucking hell.
And please come and welcome to the set. Dom,
ladies and gentlemen.
So
what the fuck's going on here? This guy works for the co-op. Why are we ringing someone from the co-op? Oh, wow. You're not a bouncer. What's going on? How are you, mate? You all right?
Very well, how are you?
Yeah, very good.
Hello, you okay?
Yeah, we just the one spoon to try the sausage.
What's going on?
This might be the worst 9 out of 10 club offering ever.
Co-op. Ethan. Baked beans and pork sausage and tomato sauce. Sausage with beans in it?
Yep. Sausage and beans.
When you got the call from Ethan to bring in this item in particular, what were you thinking?
It's a pleasure to plug the sausage and beans can from the co-op. Thanks. As Ethan said, I used to work for Heinz. Ooh. 57 varieties. But now I work for the co-op.
How did that happen? Sorry, before we get into the beans, because we know what this tastes like. We've all had it.
Have you?
Well, everyone's had.
Have you had the Heinz variation or have you
had
this one?
I've had the Heinz. Surely that's the best of the...
What do you say? Surely.
Surely Heinz is the best you can get.
Fucking hell.
Surely, you said.
I mean...
What are you doing? Are you eating that just as it is?
Well, it's not. It's cold.
With the cold flavour, as in with cold showers, it makes things more intense.
I tell you, what, I can honestly say, fucking hell! The ratio of beans to sausage is mental.
What do you mean?
It's all sausage!
No, it's not.
Dig in that. Have a little dig in that.
Come on, go on. It's a fucking bastard.
There's so much sausage in there. Like, stir it a little bit. There is literally more sausage than beans. There's sausage everywhere, man.
Yep.
It's hard to even get
the finest meat.
Can you pass that over?
I'll go first then, if you're going to be a bit picky about it. There's so much sausage. Sorry, you've just gagged at the smell.
No, wasn't that.
What made you gag there?
I'm not having a cold sausage.
I remember something earlier.
What did you remember?
A taxi drive down, a pigeon flew past the window.
It just flew past?
Yeah, they're flying rats, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, of course.
And we're big on hygiene at the co-op.
Heinz,
in the factory.
Gene.
Sorry?
What happened with you and Heinz, mate?
We had a falling out.
How?
On the factory floor.
I said how, not where.
Well, I was getting to that. On the factory floor, we had a falling out because you said that there's 57 varieties, and clearly we've been producing 58 varieties.
Nice. Shit.
And
this
they
is so much
said that's part of the marketing strategy.
No, it's got to stop that. That really is bad to listen to.
No.
Move your mic away. If you're gonna do
Ethan,
that.
Talk me through why you like baked beans.
And come and have
sausage.
A sausage, actually, Ethan. Come let Joe feed you a sausage.
Do you enjoy the smell of it?
I don't know if I... Oof.
Talk us through it. You brought this in.
Well, I must say, it reminds me of my childhood. It also reminds me of my uni days. Just an easy, good meal to get a bit of protein in you. It's not expensive, and it's just an upgrade, isn't it? You have beans and toast, but why not add a bit of sausage in
there's
there?
So many sausages in this. I actually can't believe how sausage heavy it is.
We're more generous than Hans, I have to say. You're really getting into that.
Is this a special tin?
A what?
Is it a special tin?
No, it's just iron.
What do you make of these?
Is it
you've
iron?
Not tried it yet.
Is the tin made of iron?
It's iron compound.
I'll try Ethan. After Ethan tries it.
Ethan, come on.
Yes.
You brought it in. What are you going to do? Not eat it?
See, it even says one of your five a day.
One of your five tins of beans and sausage a day?
What, just was on five of these?
Are you having five of these a day, man?
That's a lot of beans and sausage.
Are you eating five tins of this stuff a day?
No, I supplement the three tins of it with a couple of bananas.
With a little bit of sausage and bean tip pill.
Yeah.
What's up with you, Dom?
Nothing. I'm just remembering that car journey.
Would you want one, Dom?
No, I'm fine. I've had my three already. Three tins already today.
You try it then.
I'm not trying it.
You said you try after eating.
I know what it tastes like.
No, you don't.
I know what it tastes like.
You don't.
You know what
the
Heinz one tastes like. This is more sausage
like
than bean, man.
Fucking
what's
hell
up with you, Joe? Come on.
Because it's the worst offering ever on 9 out of 10 Club.
You can't say things like that.
What do you make of that?
It's good, isn't it?
What are those sausages?
They're good, aren't they?
No, but what? No.
Did you eat this in childhood and university?
Yes, yes.
So just your whole life then?
Oh, that's a good point.
Did you ever have mash with it?
Oh, I would go with more so toast, butter and cheese.
And then this on top?
Yes.
Of the cheese? Or the cheese on top of this?
Cheese on top, but you can put this on top of the cheese to make it melt quicker.
Don't tell me you've never tried that. You work for Heinz and for the Co-op bean section. You've never put cheese on them.
Well, no, I haven't. I used to go around to my friend's house as a child, and they used to have unbranded beans like these and smash. And I used to kind of grin and bear it because we had Heinz and potatoes mashed. But you know that thing where you have a bad experience in childhood, but then later on in life you kind of have some kind of fetish for it. You develop a taste for the bad things.
He's telling us you've got a smash fetish.
I have an unbranded product fetish.
Right.
Hence why I left Heinz. One of the reasons why I left Heinz.
Joe, is it going in another tangle for you?
I don't know what's going on here.
It's a fraction of the price, higher protein. We're truthful about how many varieties we use at Co-op.
It didn't even say.
Well, we're truthful about in tomato sauce.
Yeah, of course.
I can confirm it is in tomato sauce.
I don't know what to make of it, Dom. I really don't.
Well, did you enjoy it?
Oh, yeah, I did. I really enjoyed it.
There you go. And so imagine that brilliant. Heated up.
Yeah. Do you think it's 9 out of 10?
No, it's not 9 out of 10, is it? Did beans get in?
Yes. So add a bit of sausage in there.
Yeah, but it doesn't taste like sausage.
It's the worst quality sausage of all
time. I don't know what you say. It doesn't taste like
fuck off. That's a good sausage.
It is
terrible sausage. If I use like a full thing of good sausages, you're telling me that's up there?
That's a good pork bean sausage.
I think you can have a too good sausage. You know when you eat a Cumberland sausage and it's too good?
Yes.
You go, I just want a normal sausage.
How good could a sausage be?
Well, there's two good sausages.
Is that why you have a sausage fetish these days?
I have a sausage. I never said I had a sausage fetish.
Because
I said
I had childhood trauma.
Childhood sausage.
Well, let's not speak about that.
It's not 9 out of 10. No offence, Dom. I'm sorry.
Even this could be the worst.
This is shit, mate.
9 out of 10.
It's not fucking shit.
This is worse than beans.
Oh, sorry. Sorry I've not brought in another fucking 5-star meal from some posh restaurant in Northern Quarter.
Such as?
Go on.
Well, just, you know, like your big old, like... lamb chops are your big old...
Right, so hold on. What's better? If you had one last meal,
no,
would you have lamb chops or this?
You forget what the 9 out of 10 Club's about.
No, you, Ethan, always pretend you're the fucking saviour of the 9 out of 10 Club. Yet you've brought fuck all in recently, but you complain.
Fuck off.
Oh, he's bang out of order for saying that, isn't he?
He's defending the beans. I have to be on Ethan's side.
Thank you, mate.
True. That is true.
If you defend the beans, you defend
me. Is 9 out of 10 Club purely on taste or aesthetics, price?
Everything.
Price? Aesthetics?
What's the price?
78p.
What's the aesthetics?
What year is it? 2008?
What are the aesthetics?
Iron, like I said, iron compound. Very big label, purple. Purple, like in the Roman times, vermilion silk, you know, your royal colour. One of the five a day. Medium amounts of fat.
Out of all the 57 varieties that Heinz did do, if you can speak briefly on how good they were, what would you say your favourite was?
Variety of tomato.
Of just what Heinz do, isn't it?
I think Heinz does a great many of things in their 58 varieties.
Oh, yeah, of course, famously.
Their 42nd variety is particularly good.
No specific. No, you don't want to go into more details than that.
Well, I'm under, you know, NDA.
Okay, of course.
What was the NDA for?
Can't talk about how many varieties. Oh, shit. Or what, what are in the varieties?
We'll cut that out. Right, now it's time for...
It is time for this fucking class feature. The top three.
Tres, dos, uno.
Tres, dva, jeden.
Quatre, deux, un.
Tres, tre, un.
Tres, dois, un.
Tani, ichi.
The top three.
Right, this is where we pick our top three.
Do you mind staying for this, Dom?
Yeah, it'll be fine.
This is where we pick our top three, dot, 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 a different category each week, and today is top three films.
Oh, it's a big one.
I think, Joe, you should go first.
Films!
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm just picking the three films Not that I think are the best films ever made, cinematography, capturing the moment, revealing truths that were previously untruths. I don't care about all that. I want the top three films that made me feel the best when I watched them.
Yeah.
Okay? Number three, Kez. I think it's a fucking brilliant film.
Fucking Kez.
Absolutely.
What? Sorry, go on, carry on.
What are yours going to be?
No, carry on, it's yours.
Yours Kez. Is that advert that plays outside Archie's 24/7, isn't it? You know, it's like tiny temper eating a burger.
Fuck off. Go on, Kez.
Number three.
You don't even... Fuck.
You don't even what?
You don't even know what happens in Kez. What happens in Kez?
A boy gets a Kestrel, a teacher is sad. His brother kills it and we all go home.
That you sounds like the best film ever,
seen,
is it?
I've not seen it, you've just ruined
it. Yeah. Get out.
Are we doing spoilers?
If you want to. Okay. Number three is Kez. Number two, I think my second favourite film of all time is probably, just because I loved it so much growing up, probably The Dark Knight.
Okay.
Yeah. I just loved it. I know it's not the best, but it's at a certain age, 13.
It's brilliant.
It's absolutely brilliant. And I think, and I know this is just gross to pick, and it's not arty and it's not cool, but the film that when I watch it, I feel like I'm in that world and I want to be in that world and I just am so engrossed, is The Matrix.
Really? The Matrix is number one?
I love The Matrix.
Wow.
You can criticise it, you can analyse it all you want. Only the first one, the other ones don't count. But that first one is a definitive works that sort of, you know, the rest can be insinuated after that. Here's the one, we don't need to worry
about
it.
It's very exciting, isn't it?
It's so exciting. It's brilliant. It is brilliant. Groundbreaking at the time as well. What a film.
I'm going to go with... Now, The Dark Knight just misses out for me. That was number four. I'm going to go with...
I bet I can guess yours.
No, you can't.
I bet The Wolf of Wall Street is on there.
Nah, it's not there. Dumb and Dumber, number three.
Number three.
No, Dumb and Dumber, number three.
Okay.
Yeah?
Great film.
Shawshank Redemption, number two.
Of course.
Number one, I really love Interstellar.
Really?
I think it moves me every single time I watch it. It's one of the best soundtracks ever.
Yeah.
I cry all the time when Matthew McConaughey gets back to the ship after a long time being on a planet.
Yeah.
And I love it. I think it's my favourite.
That's not a bad list. Ethan.
Oh, yes.
Here we go. Fuck me.
You're on my top three films of all time. Number three, I'm going to say The Dead Poets Society.
Oh, this lovely film.
It's a lovely film.
So, is this going to be the artiest, coolest?
Oh, it's really sad, isn't it?
Oh, my God.
What happens in it?
Oh, well, it's about a group of young lads at a school, and they're all, you know, doing a bit of writing and learning English and that. And then there's a tragedy.
Okay, number two.
The next one for me is going to be Castaway.
Tom Hanks.
It's Tom Hanks' film, aye. Yeah. What a great actor. Maybe the best of all time. And that leads to number one, Forrest Gump.
I don't mind that as a
Forrest
list.
Gump, yeah.
What really pisses me off is the fact that we do a feature called Ethan's Film Review, a feature that you every single week tell us how you've got no films that you've ever watched. Two of those three films haven't even featured in the review.
Will you review them next time?
Dead Poets Society and Castaway. You've not mentioned that.
I don't really remember them, but they were great.
So they're in his top three.
They're in his top three films, and he doesn't have a clue what happens in them.
Dom, would you mind sharing your top? I know you're obviously in the Bean World, but have you got top three films?
I do, yeah. August, Osage County.
Oh, there you go.
Fucking a bit like you.
Meryl Streep is in it. It's got a litany of great actors in that film. It was a stage play, and the director and writer wrote it for a screenplay. It's very good. Well, it's more than very good. No Country for Old Men.
Yeah, great film.
Great film. Great film.
And
number one.
There Will Be Blood.
Oh.
Great film.
Really good.
Great film.
Brilliant.
Great
hit
film.
The jingle.
Sorry, what's that? We hit the
quickly.
Jingle.
Very intense. Yeah.
Hurry up.
Great film.
Have you seen it? Yeah.
There Will Be Blood.
It is time for this fucking class feature. The top three.
Tres, dos, uno.
Tres, dos, uno. Danny. The top three.
Anyway, it's sad for I don't feel dead sad after that. I mean, why do you all believe I've seen There Will Be Blood?
Not many people have, even though it's a...
With the bad guy in it, he just goes around killing people.
No, that's there. No Country for Old Men. There Will Be Blood is about an oil baron.
Yeah. Daniel Day-Lewis.
Google There Will Be Blood.
Daniel Day-Lewis. I've abandoned my boy, etc.
My boy!
What? You seen it?
There's lots of quotes in it.
No, I got confused. I thought his second film was the first film, and I don't know what the first film was.
August Sausage County.
August Sausage County. Treat. Right, that's going to be all from us. Absolutely shocking, Anna Tenkel. It hasn't gone in, no offence.
Sorry, Ethan, that is bad.
No, that's all
right. Right, see you later. We'll see you next week.
See you later, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.
Wave.
Wave, Dom. No. Wave, Ethan.
Ta-ra. See ya.